USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Justice Department asked a federal appeals court on Friday to shut down the work of an independent arbiter who was appointed last month to review documents seized during an FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. The appeal is the latest salvo in weeks of litigation over the scope of duties of the arbiter, also known as a special master, who was assigned to inspect the records taken in the August 8th search of Mar-a-Lago and weed out any that may be protected by claims of legal privilege. The special master process has caused some delays to the Justice Department's investigation into the holding of top secret documents at the home. But a major hurdle was cleared last month when the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit lifted a temporary bar on the department's ability to use the seized classified documents as part of its criminal probe. There are few surprises expected on Election Day in solidly Republican Arkansas, where Donald Trump's former press secretary is heavily favored in the race for governor, and other GOP candidates are considered locks. But one big exception is the campaign to make Arkansas the first state in the South to legalize recreational marijuana. A proposal to change the state's constitution is drawing millions of dollars from opponents and supporters of legalization, with ads crowding the airwaves. President Joe Biden's recent announcement that he will pardon thousands of people for simple marijuana possession has shined a new spotlight on the legalization efforts in Arkansas and four other states. Biden's other big rollback, that one on student debt, is up and running.
A beta test of the application for student loan relief went live on Friday evening, launching the Biden administration's sweeping program to cancel student debt for tens of millions of Americans. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Southwest Florida continues their recovery efforts from Hurricane Ian. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell and Governor Ron DeSantis toured Fort Myers Beach Saturday to see the recovery efforts in the region. During a press conference, Administrator Criswell praised Governor DeSantis along with state and local resources that she says have contributed to the major progress already seen in those hard-hit areas.
This is definitely an all-of-society approach, and everybody is pitching in. And when you say all hands on deck, Governor, that's really what you're seeing.
A lawsuit filed this week against New Orleans Saints running back Calvin Kamara seeks $10 million in damages and a jury trial in connection to an assault in Las Vegas during Pro Bowl weekend. Kamara already faces a felony battery charge in the alleged assault of Darnell Green Jr., who was leaving a club at a hotel and casino at about 6:30 a.m. February the 5th. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Chris Lammons also has been charged, as well as Darren Young and Percy Harris. Kamara played in the February 6th Pro Bowl before he was arrested. The NBA says Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo is undergoing treatment in Atlanta for a brain tumor. The African native is 56, and as a player, Mutombo celebrated for his intimidating shot blocking and finger waving. Off the court, he's known for his tireless international charity work and those popular Geico insurance commercials. In a statement, the league says Mutombo is in great spirits. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.